All right, here we go.
Hold my drink. Oh my God.
High fidelity.
High fidelity. Al Hurd.
Man.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's young in this
yes,
one.
Yes, he is. That was before he hit the buffet.
I think I've said it before. That was one of the things that was kind of a. I think it might have been Conan that made the remark about how big. Before we started losing them, how big around some of the Star Trek cast was getting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My God, he was going to have suggest a movie through Gene Roddenberry called Star Trek The Last Buffet.
Eat up, Star Troopers.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to...
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to Planet Neon. We are here to serve you. And tonight, because we had issues last week, and we've localized what that issue is.
Well, we think we have.
Yeah, it was Dave Brubeck, take five, anytime.
It started right off with a problem. We started with a track that is quite well known, and got to remember, there's this thing called royalties when music is played in a public venue. Even kind of a eclectic venue as this is. And by the way, hello, my fellow eclectics. How are y'all doing?
You know, I got to tell you real quick.
Why are we getting a little glare on there? Where's that coming from?
Who's glaring around here?
I might be glaring at you, right? Oh, okay. It's probably coming from over there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something glaring over here. Oh, my God. So... I got to tell you while you're doing this real quick, this is a very glaring story.
Okay.
Speaking of royalties, and I don't know if we need to be talking about this whole thing could start getting muted pretty quick here. But
yeah.
I had a...
Well, I understand, you know.
I get it, and it's fine. They could have just put a link on there instead of censoring the whole thing. But at the end of the day, I had a Comic-Con video that I put up for Miles, and we used to watch it, and it was the Star Wars intro.
Yeah.
Okay? So after like 4 years, all of a sudden it's silenced. After they sold it to Disney... Apparently, George Lucas and the boys didn't make enough money off of me, so they silence it so they can make more cash. And it's like, are you guys kidding me? You know how many Burger King glasses I bought? How many of the little figurines? They made tons of cash off of me. I need to worry about that.
It's all one of these. Yeah, you didn't know we were going to do a conspiratorial talk show. Alex Jones will be in here in the other any time now.
Oh, man.
Not hardly.
No.
All right.
So, George Brett video.
Yes.
Yes, the George Brett video. Yes. Bill Denny has the George Brett video up there where they put the mic on him and he was talking about Vegas. Yeah. Yeah, that was a dandy.
Well, of all the things we could just kind of throw up here. You know, I think they do allow you to some ribald conversation that would not be allowed over terrestrial radio. We can be a little more real here.
Yes.
But
yes, we can.
If you got any kids present, I want to ask them to leave the room.
We're just saying. That's all we're saying. So
no, it's cool.
So what do we got here?
Obama said, "You're in my house, man."
That's right. That's right. You are. So what are we? Are we?
Oh, okay.
Okay, real quick. Is he's queuing that
we're,
up.
We're going to see what happens here.
We're hoping for the best.
Here we are. Needles on.
Al in the early days.
Yeah, look. The round mound of sound, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, I think something did pop up last time we attempted this.
It did. I think we're safe. Hold your breath.
We should know in a moment. And if it does, we might try a reconnection. This is...
We're good. I got a breath out. We're good.
All right. Of course, an old Duke Ellington favorite.
Yes.
Is done here by the Round Mound of Sound.
Out of New Orleans.
Out of New Orleans.
Man who put the hurt on the trumpet.
This man was amazing.
Man, this is...
One of the best technical horn players of his day. Got the rhythm going,
man.
My man.
Tell you what, If you really want an Al Hurt record, I know you probably all know this out there that collect vinyl, you could go into a thrift store, blindfold yourself, go over to the vinyl section, and literally pull out an album, and it'll be an Al Hurt album.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
In the jazz area.
Yes.
Of course, he had a couple of, more than a couple of, his peak years, at least on the pop music scene, were around 1962, 64.
Yes.
Right in there, you watched... let's see, what did he have? He had a big hit with Java.
Yeah.
Which I play a lot on my own radio show.
Yes.
Play a lot of Al Hurt. Something, I'm trying to think, a song written by Floyd Kramer, the RCA piano player.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had a hit called Last Date. Floyd writes one called Fancy Pants.
Yeah.
And Al just takes it and tears it up on
tears
the horn.
It up. Every
tears
single
it up.
Time. Every
and
single time.
Cotton Candy was another one that Al did.
Yeah.
And Tansy, a whole lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
Man, was it amazing. Oh, and I think it was Al that was the guy that did Fly to the Bumblebee.
Yes, yes.
The fastest and the quickest of anybody that
he
had
did.
Done it to that date.
He did. And you know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of Maynard Ferguson. They just take those notes that come up off, and they
yeah.
just give it a crop top. They just slice it off.
Yeah.
They just nail that air like nothing.
Yeah, great technical horn player.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
If I want to pick up the mood in the room, there's two people that I generally play their records, the up-tempo stuff.
Yeah.
One is Marilyn May.
Yeah.
And if I want to keep that up, Al Hurt is right on after that.
Putting the hurt on.
Yep.
You know, I got to tell you real quick, and we've talked about this, and I'm going to stop after this. I'm watching that documentary on Netflix on Quincy Jones. If you haven't seen it, you should. This Quincy Jones, watching what he did is dizzying. And to actually have probably lived that life, which is going well into his 80s, is amazing. He's touched everything in music.
Yeah.
He's just a behemoth.
Yeah, you know? You'll see Quincy's name... under a lot of stuff, a lot of TV themes
yes.
as well. The man was just one of these Renaissance guys that just stretched across anything that involved music, like Henry Mancini.
Yes. And in his early days, he was in jazz. In fact, he's the last song on my show 573 we just recorded. He does a take on Cherokee off his 1959 double LP, The Birth of the Band, and he has Clark Terry on there and Phil Woods. It's an amazing album. I mean, the amount of music that dude put out, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, I carried one of his the other day called Soul Bossa Nova.
Yeah.
And as far as TV themes goes, of course, Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
The theme from that television show
That's
was
right.
done by Quincy Jones.
That's right.
A lot of Sarah Vaughan that I play. Quincy is the guy in the background.
Yes.
Some of the recording sessions that came out of the late 1950s and 60s where Sarah is singing songs like Misty, one of
yeah.
my favorite readings of that Errol Garner tune.
Yeah.
Quincy's doing the backup.
And Bill actually brings up here Rashida, his daughter, is, he's married to Peggy. Don't let me down now. Who was he married to for a while from the Mod Squad? Gosh, dang it. It's just, anyway, his daughter is on Parks and Rec and all this other stuff. And she actually helps film the documentary. Took me a minute to realize who it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, man. So he had six daughters and one son.
Yeah.
So, wait. Peggy Lipton. That's right, Peggy Lipton.
Okay.
Thank you very much. All right.
Good Thank
job.
You.
We have a
little help from our
audience
here.
We have a lot of help back here. We need it really bad. We're in a bad way. We're in a freeze. We're still in a...
Yeah.
Yes, do it.
Is there any band out there called Brain Freeze? We're doing that in the show today.
Yes.
That thing that Rush Limbaugh does with his nicotine-stained fingers where he hits the... where he hits the microphone with a newspaper.
So,
how's school, son?
How's school, son?
Something my dad used to say, if it began with the word so, you're probably going to be asked how your day was or how your grades are or something like that. I'm
school?
Sorry, I being divergent.
Well, I talked about this last week.
What?
I want to bring it up again. Sometimes we just need to show this. That's all we need to do.
My daughter getting creative.
Shut up. Sometimes. Looks like ketchup with all that red. Well,
Well, what?
I don't know. I think we've done a lot of damage tonight.
All the damage we can do.
That's right.
All right.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for being in the room. Thanks for the Al Hurt. Thank you, John Christian.
Right. We'd put the hurt on it here.
That's right.
And you've been listening to another edition of Neon Talk, product of Neon Jazz. And the caravan is over, and I guess so are we.
So are we. So see you later.
Enjoy the music, my friends.
Have a great life.
Neon Jazz.